Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
And John Cook here with you until 6:30 this evening. To Ukraine we go next, where President Volodymyr Zelensky dramatically sacked every regional head of military recruitment in the country today as details emerge of a corruption scandal. James Waterhouse is Ukraine correspondent at the BBC. James, thanks for joining me on Drive Time this evening. What can you tell us, please?
Well, there's a backdrop here where President Zelensky has been coming under increasing pressure from his Western allies to deal with his country's age-old wrangle with corruption. It's become the main condition of the country continuing to receive billions of dollars worth of military aid. And so we get this unexpected announcement that he's fired, or he's ordered the sacking of every regional head of military of these military recruitment centres. And he alleges that they've accepted cash bribes through as well as through cryptocurrency in exchange for helping men avoid the military draft and helping them across the border. They're also accused of using heavy-handed tactics, shall we say. We've heard claims from men who say they were kidnapped and taken to these registration centres. And there's a tension as well between these army recruiters and the government, with the former saying, look, the whole process needs to be modernised, but no one's willing to make that decision because it's so politically delicate or unpopular. And it seems President Zelensky's really had a clear out here.
Will you remind us, James, how is conscription meant to operate in the Ukraine at the moment? Or how is this recruitment happening? How is it supposed to happen and to be enforced?
So it's a very archaic system. It's a Soviet-era framework which is used, where every man and boy is expected to be registered to a military database from the age of 15. And you're meant to keep that updated throughout your life, where you live, whether you get married, whether you have kids, what your job is. And what the military say is that that helps them during periods of martial law select you and put you in the right part of the military where there is a need. And every man has this possibility looming over them where they will physically be given draft papers. But what we hear increasingly from some is that regardless of their experience, they have found themselves on the front line with as little as a month's training. And they know people who have been killed. They themselves have been deeply affected. We talked about those heavy-handed techniques. So it is a system far from perfect. But the reality is that despite the thousands of men who've become professional soldiers, who have volunteered, that is still not meeting Ukraine's military demands as they both try and counterattack as well as prevent a further Russian incursion.
There are exemptions, James, for people who don't serve in the army, or reasons as to why they would not have to.
There are. They could include if you have three or more children. And there are also religious exemptions. If you've come under 10 religions, then you too can be excused. But the main criticism at the moment is that for people that conscientiously object or have pacifist views, that they simply do not want to kill, the constitutional right of them being offered alternative service is not recognized during periods of martial law. So you have those that do not want to kill being thrown onto the front line. But, you know, army officers have told me we don't want them either. So it's complex.
Uh-huh. And there are health exemptions, people caring for people, I believe, from talking to Ukrainians here, that where people are caring, looking after those with disabilities. How badly needed are these soldiers and how well staffed is the Ukrainian army now, James?
That is the key question. I've asked it over and over again to the army, to its recruiters, and we just don't get those figures because they are so operationally sensitive. But I think if we need to be bright-eyed, that we are talking about a conflict where tens of thousands of soldiers have been killed on both sides. If you look on the Russian side, they've increased the age of conscription to 30, and they do that en masse. They are mobilizing hundreds of thousands of men at a time. And all we know on the Ukrainian side is that there is an element of mirroring going on where they mobilize in accordance with what the enemy is doing and where their own demands lie. But it will be some time before we realize the full scale of both countries' military operations and the cost of those very operations too.
For now, thank you very much for joining us on Drive Time. James Waterhouse, Ukraine correspondent at the BBC.